Father, we thank you. We give you the praise. Holy One.
Hey, I told you.
Holy One. Father, we thank you for those testimonies. Take all the glory, take all the honor, take all the adoration. We celebrate you, we appreciate you. Thank you for Sunday service. Thank you for Monday. Thank you for Tuesday morning. Thank you for what you're set to do. Thank you for what you're doing already. We give you the praise. Thank you for Manchester. Thank you for Birmingham. Thank you for the campuses in Abuja and beyond. We give you the praise. Thank you for the new members, the young converts. Thank you for what you've done. May it please you that the wind in this short time that we have, we will hear you. You will speak to us. And lives don't remain the same. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Come on, celebrate Jesus. You know, that's enough for me, but for Jesus. If it's been good to you, come on. Don't hope our God belongs to him. Hallelujah. Amen. Be seated. God bless you. Proverbs 29. Thank you very much. Love you right back. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Is my deliberation tonight. Proverbs 29:18. Where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraints, but happy is he who keeps the law. Vision here is referred to as a revelation. You don't determine it. It is uncovered for you. Revelation apocalypse means something was there, but it was covered. It is revealed. The revelation means it was uncovered. It wasn't when it was put there. It was uncovered. So it is that there is a vision for you. You need revelation, not information, not education. Education is good. Information is vital, very important, because what you don't know may be killing you. And ignorance is not an excuse. But The highest of them is revelation. The things hidden from others is revealed to you. You don't go asking those who God did not reveal it to, what do you think about this? Because if it's revealed to you, it means something was uncovered for you. Newsflash. What God has made you for on the face of the earth, you need revelation to know it. And where there's no revelation, for a people in a city, in a country, in a town, they cast off restraints. One version says they go naked, because restraints means nakedness. So you are naked. It was lack of vision that made Adam to be naked. What covers you? What makes you feel like it's worth to be alive is uncovered from you. But a people, but happy is he if they keep the law. Which means knowing your vision has a lot to do with keeping God's word. It says if you obey my word, then you'll be a true disciple. Then you will know the truth. The truth about you, a lot of you don't know about it. You've related to yourself based on the invite people give to your friend and didn't give to you. Based on the guy that said bye-bye to you, you've related to yourself based on that. But you will know the truth about you, not a fact. If I'm going by the road and I saw somebody dying, and I picked up the person, and police came from SARS, and they said, he's the one that killed him. That's the fact. They have a fact, but that's not the truth. You will know the truth. Your report sheet is not the truth about you. The IQ test you took is not the truth about you. The result or the certificate is the fact, but that's not the truth about you. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. In 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 11, 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 11, hallelujah. Bible says, but one, the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. One version says, as he pleases. So I have nothing to do about it. My past has nothing to do about it. My future has nothing, has nothing to do. I impressed him yesterday, has nothing to do about it. God has chosen me, has chosen you for something. He distributes as he wills. Oh, I fasted for 40 days. You know what my fasting will do for me? It will make me to be who God called me to be no more. I can only tap into something by connecting with people on another level. So what God didn't tell me, by connecting with somebody, I can enter into it momentarily. But what God has asked you to do, the more you pray, the more you fast, the more you do anything you know to do, the more that sight grows in your life. It distributes to each one. There's nobody you can say, I'm tall, I'm this, I'm special, to each one individually. As he wills. Not as you will, as the Holy Ghost wills. Isaiah 48 verse 17. I've quoted the scripture over and over, but the Bible says, thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the one that brought you back, if you will, the one that flooded you, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord God. Every time God talks like this, it's not because he wants to know who he is. He wants you to wake up. I'm the Lord your God. What do I do? The first thing, he could have said, I do miracles. He could have said, I walk by fire. He could have said, I do this. He said, I teach you. The first thing I want to do when I meet you is I want to teach you to be like me. I teach you to profit. So profits are the end of the tunnel when God is teaching me. What is God teaching you tonight? What is he saying to you? For somebody is telling you, straighten up that relationship. Or maybe he's telling you, leave that relationship. It's not for you. But all my friends are into relationship. It's not for you. Because there's the path I've set for you that relationship for now need to take hold. A pastor came to me. He said, I don't know what is happening to me. God told me not to have any relationship. I said, why? He said, because he told me I will pastor in such and such country. I said, that's why. You don't want to get to that country. I've been thinking how to get a woman to that country from here. God has what is called prepared provision. So another pastor came to see me and said, that brother said I should greet you. He finally traveled. And I laughed. He got that path right. 20 years time, people will still be at this meeting like this. They will say, he's a wicked man. He proposed to that girl. And later, it's because he didn't know. Maybe he didn't know exactly where he was headed for. I pray for you. Today, everything the Holy Ghost has distributed to you as a wheels, you will discover it. Where there's no revelation, the people are naked. You will not be naked in life. I say you will not be naked in life. I'm the Lord your God who teaches you to profit. And I lead you the way you should go. Not the way you may go. Not the way you could go. The way you should go. There's a way I should go. Yeah, I know that some of you are still thinking, yeah, nice message, but is that for me? I'm talking to you. There's a way you should go. That's why you are successful, but you are more gifted than what you're saying. And I'm not saying you're not going to go through a process, but you are seeing a lot. People you teach, they know and they make money. They advance in the career more than you. There is a path you're not following. If God does not direct your path, you don't acknowledge him. Because he wants to direct your path. I pray that as he teaches you, you will learn to profit. Amen. Even the word you're hearing tonight, you will profit out of it. Amen. In Hebrews 11 verse 8, the Bible says, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. So he couldn't receive an inheritance where he was. He had to hear God. He didn't know anything about it. The Bible says he went out not knowing where he was going. Could it be that the reason why you're struggling is because you don't know where you are supposed to be headed? And I'm not saying time is not attached. Maybe you're where you're supposed to be. But you need time. Because God does not do magic. If you jump up, you do what? You come down. But if you grow up, you stay there. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called. Some people call themselves. He was called to go out to the place. To the place. A lot of people don't believe God has called them to a place. A lot of people don't believe that there's something God has made them to do and to be. I pray in the name of Jesus. You won't only be that person. God will open your eyes. Amen. You will understand what to do. Amen. The Bible says he went out not knowing where he was going. This is not 17-year-old boy. This is not 12-year-old boy. This man was 75 years old. He went out, left his family, left the security of everything that is always known, not knowing where he was going. He moved from faith to trust. I pray that somebody here, you will take a risk for yourself. You'll pack the whole of your egg in God's basket. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Some of you married the wrong person. Some of you live in the wrong town. Some of you just follow people like Isaac. Everybody was going down to Egypt. There was a famine that was apart from the famine in the days of Abraham. And he wanted to run to Egypt. Genesis 26. And God told him, hey, Isaac, don't you know what you carry? Stay here. And the Bible says, God blessed him in verse 12. In the same year where he sowed, God blessed him that same year. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. This year will not round off until you round off in a grand style. The Bible says, better the end of a matter than the beginning. I prophesy over you, this year we end in a grand style. This year we end in a grand style. In the name of Jesus. If the same thing happened to you last year and you behave the same way, you've not grown. You only talked about growth. Growth is not real in your life. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, you will handle it differently. I say you will handle it differently. In the name of Jesus. In Job 36, I've always read verse 11 to you. Verse 22, Job 36, verse 22. Job 36, behold, God is exalted by his power. Who teaches like him? God is a teacher. If you've not discovered, let me announce to you. Many of you will read books after now, and you will start laughing. There was some people who say, why are you laughing? You say, God taught me 5 years ago. I'm not talking about what you figured out in your head. What God teaches you. I pray for you. Since there's a teacher within, let your teacher within begin to walk. You will not be stuck. No city shall swallow you up. You will not be part of the inhabitants that the city will swallow. There's a way of escape. Receive it right now. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Who can teach like him? Not even the best teacher. Who can teach like him? Therefore, tonight as you sleep, your sleep will not be ordinary. Your dream will not be ordinary. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. I love Isaiah 54 verse 19. Some of you know the scripture. It says that children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. I love the version that says, I think it's the Message translation. Let's look at that. Isaiah 54. All your children, not some, all. You know, some children, they do well, some don't do well. No. He says, all your children. Please, write the scripture down. All your children. They will have God for their teacher. What a mentor for your children. I pray in the name of Jesus, you don't need to drag a child to church. That child, God will walk in them both to will and to do of his good pleasure. In the name of Jesus, if you believe it, shout hallelujah. Announce to three people who can teach like him. Who can teach like him? Talking about Apostle Paul. The Bible says, as he journeyed, he came to Damascus. And suddenly, a light shone around him from heaven. Verse 4. Hallelujah. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you? Lord. That was all he did. And he was saved. Whoever calls Jesus Lord will be saved. Then the Lord said to him, I'm Jesus. Whom you're persecuting. I thought I was persecuting this bunch of fools that were calling themselves church. I'm the one you're persecuting. It is hard to kick against the pricks or the rocks. Verse 6. So he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? He asked the question of purpose. Because you don't determine it. You discover it. It's not what, okay, what I've been doing, I will just continue. No. Oh, you, do you know I'm gifted? Do you know I'm an outcast? My mom is from Rome. Do you know? I'm useful. So begin to use me from now. What? He said, I count all these things dung. Go and read what they counted dung. That they went to the best law school, School of Gamaliel. He counted it rubbish. That his mom was a Roman. You couldn't slap a Roman without trying a Roman. He counted it rubbish. That he may please he that sent him. Oh, but you. There are three, like six boys here. Six boys. You're like this. What happened to you after reading geography? You're like this. That's why you can speak much English and you're on the spot. I don't want you to get me wrong. I'm not against education. You need such vehicles to take you to where you're headed. But don't let your confidence be in those things. Don't let your confidence be in those things. I grew up as a child and someone not too far from me. Everybody had first class in their school except my mate, who was their last one. But before I left Ilorin, about three of them went mad. They were too brilliant. They went zany. Once you say, you finish this message. Pray in this season, you will step into higher grounds. Year 2022. I hardly mention year because I want this message to be relevant 2 years' time. But this year 2022 is not allowed to round off. If you only see visions, you don't enter into what God has planned for you in the name of Jesus. Enter it. Enter it. Enter it. Enter it. I command every frustration to be over. In the name of Jesus. A threefold amen. Sit down. As you step into this season, there will be a strange direction. Strange direction. In John 7 verse 2. Oh, I don't have time to read everything. The Bible says, now the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand. And the brothers of Jesus, because he had brothers, they were actually his half-brothers because he wasn't linked to Joseph. They didn't believe in him. James, Judas, that was called Jude, he had brothers and sisters. They didn't believe in him. Oh, this boy always giving problem. He said he's God. How can you be God? In Egbon. He dodged because he didn't want to be a carpenter. He didn't want to, serve our father. You know, firstborns, they behave like that sometimes. His brothers therefore said to him, depart from here and go to Judea, that your disciples may also, your, not us, your, and they see them, they look at them and say, do you believe in it? You believe in lies? Oh my shoe. Your disciples also may see the works that you are doing. How can Mary say, turn water to wine if he's not been doing miracles at home? Are you alive? For no one. I want you to read verse 3. Verse 3. Okay. Let's go to verse 4. For no one does anything in secret while he himself seek to be known openly. Does that make sense? It makes sense to me. I don't know about you. It makes sense. Nobody who seeketh to be known hideth himself. Nobody. And what God has asked you and I to do is not supposed to be done at the backside of town. So go to Judea. It makes sense. If you do these things, show yourself to the world. So they saw miracles, they still doubted it. If you do these things, show yourself to the world. Don't make it a Nazareth thing. Don't be a local champion. Show yourself to the world. Verse 5. For even his brothers did not believe in him. There's a time your vision speaks. There's a time you speak for your vision. Your vision is not speaking. It's maturing. No action, no proof, no comeliness. Even you are broke. You go to people that you speak to and say, do you know how this, how that? I say, do you have Gary there? And they say, holy shit. You know how to do all this and you're asking me for Gary. his brothers did not believe in him. In verse 6, then Jesus said to them, my time has not come. Not that I will not do it, for the vision is for an appointed time. Even though it tarried, wait for it. It will speak in the end. There's something you're wired for. That thing in the name of Jesus will come to fruition. Anybody mocking you, taking you for granted right now, will see the end. In the name of Jesus, this series will conquer your confusion. My time has not yet come. So vision has a time. Take that as the first point tonight. It has a time. My time has not come. But your time is always ready. You don't have a vision. You've not discovered your vision. So you can do anything. Hey, how you doing? You just walk your streets. Just a car just parked. Hop in the car. You enter. You are always ready. You can do anything. Oh, you can go to Silverbed and stay there for. I can't do that. I've discovered my purpose. If I hang around you and I talk to you for 5 minutes, I can tell if you are purpose driven or you are need driven. I can tell. You know some people, why they're working out, they want to just make their mom comfortable. Is it wrong to make your mom comfortable? But if that's what you're living for, that's so small. You can't convince me that there's no more. There's more than that. There's more. The world is waiting for you. You are talking about one person. The whole world, what you carry, is a world-changing idea from God. Can somebody shout hallelujah? But your time is always ready. I want you to read verse 7 because of time. I'm going to verse 9. The world cannot hate you. What does the world have on you that they will hate you? But it hates me because I testify that the works are evil. Verse 8. You go up to this feast. I'm not yet going up to this feast. For my time has not yet fully come. Verse 9. When he has said these things, he remained in Galilee. He didn't go. Everybody went. Everybody, his father, his mom, everybody, he remained. So you don't do what everybody do. You don't dress the way everybody dress. I remember the first time I wore a suit, I laughed at myself. I laughed. I said, I asked my friend, how does this thing look? Because I asked myself, I'm going to be a pastor. By then I had known I would be a pastor. And pastors don't dress the way I used to dress. Pastors wear suits. So when I wore a suit, it will determine the book in your library. Others buy a book, you just look at it and, oh, nice book. It's nice. Nice author. Oh, I've read it before. But it took me in my library because where I'm going is diametrically opposed to what the book has written. Come on, talk to me. It will determine your friend. Not everybody that smiles to you, just, how are you? Do you smile back? No. Some people, there's a time to embrace, there's a time to refrain from embracing. Because you understand what you're headed for. Oh, I'm preaching good. Hallelujah. You will step into this season differently in the name of Jesus. Lazarus was sick. And he was referred to as the one that Lord loves. If Jesus showed up the day he heard, guess what? In all his anointing, all would have happened was Jesus Christ would have healed malaria. It would not have been written in the Bible. Oh, he healed malaria. Let's move on to the next story. So Jesus waited till he was dead. He said, our friend Lazarus is sleeping. Let's go and wake him up. Oh, the disciple said, if he's sleeping, he'll wake up by himself. What happened to him? He waited. He was dead. He left one more day. He said, this one, How many know that his death, his resurrection opened doors for Jesus? He went to have dinner one day in the house of Simon the leper. People came to hear what Jesus was saying, but they came to see Lazarus also. Ah, may God give you Lazarus. What you're running from, time is attached to it. If he showed up the first day, when it wasn't time, it would have been a normal testimony. You see, if you give birth to a child, second year, people, I'm here tonight to testify of God's goodness. What happened to you? 2 years. 2 years. I know why you're laughing. You know my gist. 2 years. I waited for a child. You said, just 2 years. I beg. So God waited. 5 years is even small. How do you feel when my sister testified 14 years? It was a testimony. And she was 43 or 44 years. This one, nobody will share the glory. In John 9, a man was blind from his birth. Even the disciples said, was he the one that sinned? Or his mother? Jesus said, nobody sinned. That case is for the glory of God. Can I pray for you? That case will bring the glory of God out. That thing you're dealing with will bring the glory of God out. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. First day, second day, they even sent to Jesus, the one you loved was sick. He didn't answer. Because it will be a normal gist. I pray in the name of Jesus. By the time this is over, only you and God will be standing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Some were called to team up with people, but they carved out a vision for themselves. That's why be careful the books you read. Be careful people you listen to. They just tell you, believe in yourself. Dream big. When God has not told you to dream like that. Where did you see it? What I'm sharing is not positive thinking. Even though when God gives you a shoe, it won't be your size. You have to dream big. But you know what I'm saying. Oh, just imagine a big thing, then do it. Please don't do it. Don't do it. I saw a new car was being dedicated. They took it to a god. I don't want to mention name. Speaking to a new car. There's hardly any real estate you'll see right now in the U.S. What is trending is that you'll see Buddha there. People won't tell you what they do. So I just know if you don't pray in this place, you're doing something. Nobody's neutral. There's something you are doing or somebody is doing on your behalf. Or you are going to do. Nobody's neutral. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will not carve a vision for yourself. In the name of Jesus. In Isaiah 30 verse 21, the Bible says, you shall hear a voice behind you telling you, go this way, go that way, go this way, go this way. That's the Old Testament. Now, you don't hear behind. You hear within. There's a teacher within. The Bible says in 1 John 2:20, the anointing you received abided within you. In verse 27, it says, you abide. Verse 20 says, you have a teacher within you and you know all things. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will not only know all things, you will know why you are here. God will reveal it to you. How many of you remember Acts 16? If you start reading from verse 6, Apostle Paul was there with his ministry partner. He wanted to enter Asia Minor. The Holy Ghost forbade him. Let's read from verse 6. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia, and they were in the region of Galatia, and they were forbidden by the Holy Ghost. When last did the Holy Ghost forbid you to do something? to go somewhere, to say something, to relate with somebody. Never. Why? You own your life. After you're giving your life, you take it back. The Holy Ghost forbade them. Why? They were working for the Holy Ghost. And God was working with them. Does God work with you? Your result cannot be optimal except God. He said, without me, you can do nothing. In verse 7, come on, somebody. After they had come to Mysia, maybe Malaysia, they tried to go to Bithynia, and the Spirit did not permit them. When last did you want to get angry and God didn't permit you? When last did you want to do something and God said, no. You can touch everything, not this one. Don't do it. When last did you had energy to do something, but the Holy Ghost pulled you back? The love that we have for God constrains us. Then you're working for God. You're working with God. In verse 8, Acts 16, verse 8. So passing by Mysia, they came to Troas. How many of you know Troas? At least you've seen the movie about Troas. The Bible says they came to Troas. God didn't want them to enter Asia Minor through Smyrna, through Mysia, through every other, through Galatia. It was true to us. This was where they met a woman called Lydia, the first person to be born again in Europe. So when they came to the Troas, in verse 9, a vision appeared to Paul in the night. Now, a dream is different from a vision. A dream, you have to sleep. A vision, you are kuru, you are looking like this. He just saw a man. And a man of Macedonia, God made sure the man was dressed like Asia Minor. He stood and saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Oh, verse 10. Now after he has seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia. What is it that God has told you to do? You must also seek the timing. And you must know. When David wanted to take the Baal-perazim, he said, Lord, where should I go? How should I go? He didn't say, I'm a man of war. Have you seen me fight before? No. He knew God was the one fighting for him. God told him, when you hear the voice of the going upon the mulberry tree, you should attack them from the back. That was how he took over that place. Do you have a strategy? You can't tell how many times I traveled to Abuja. One of the days I stayed at Top Rank Hotel. I just came to pray. Then I went downstairs to ask, how much is the hall? You know how much they told me? 40,000 naira. Where will I say 40,000 naira? I said, and people pay it. He said, two churches are here. 40,000 naira. I went up again. Rapper. Guess where we started when it was time? Years after, maybe 8 years after, 250,000 at Nikon Luxury. Top Rank was small for me. I pray you will not pray from your head. You will not walk in your own eyes. People told me, midweek service, nobody will come. I said, Father, did you hear them? God said, don't mind them. News flash, flash news. You are in midweek service right now. Some came from Kuvua. Somebody told me I came from Kefi. Today, I came from Kefi with my wife. Oh, you want to know what they told me? Say, you said we would do Christmas with our baby in that womb. For the first time in 6 years, my wife is pregnant. Woo! What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Sit down. What a mighty God we serve. You know the story. I wish I could walk this out, but I don't have the time. Satan was angry that they got you right.
Ah, he was angry.
They had only preached to one person. They put them in prison. Not only prison. Ajale. Dungeon. Instead of Paul and Silas to be angry, they began to sing. Ah, Satan was angry. All chain fell. The jailer said, ah, they will kill me tomorrow. Let me kill myself so that they won't make a mess of me. Paul said, don't kill us. We are all here. He said, what must I do to be saved? He didn't say, what must I do to get to heaven? To be saved from these people that will kill me tomorrow. He said, sirs, how can a jailer call prisoner sirs? Ah, your honor will increase. What? He didn't say, what could I? What must I do? If you want me to be alive, you want me to put back the sword into the sheath, what can I do? He said, just believe in God. That's why we're here. That's where the Philippian church started, is in the house of the jailer. That's why he told them, rejoice evermore. Again, I say, this church started by rejoicing, and it will continue by rejoicing. Somebody shout hallelujah. When you get home, it's an assignment for you. The next day, they said, hey, we didn't know the Apostle Paul was a Roman. And we threw him into the dungeon. Tell them to go. No, Paul said, tell the leaders to come and take us. Tell the magistrates that we are here. They started begging. They said, please go now. He said, no, I'm not there. Go now, not there. Because they knew God was up to something. I pray that what you're going through right now is a setup to take you up. Genesis 50 verse 20 shall be your portion. What men meant for evil, God will turn it for you. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. I wish I had time. In 2 Chronicles chapter 6 verse 7. David wanted to build a temple for God. In verse 8, God said to him, to David, the Lord said to my father David, this Solomon, narrating what happened, whereas it was in your heart to build a temple for my name. You've done well. Ah, you did well. You did well. But in verse 9, he says to him, nevertheless, you shall not build a temple. Some people will not even ask God. They will just be building. Foundation. Rapa. Casa. Tepe. Because I know one house. Hey, you must want. By force, by fire. You must want. I bind every devil. Even I bind God's self. You must want. This is why people are struggling. You see me showing you many scriptures? I can continue. Till next year. People that succeeded, people that failed, you will see what they followed is the same template that you don't want to follow right now. Because you're smart, he said, don't be wise in your own eyes. Nevertheless, you shall not build a temple, but your son, who will come from your body, he shall build a temple for my name. Oh, okay. David asked a question. Can I provide the raw material? God said, yes, the bottom build. Go and read the record. There was no single raw material that Solomon prepared for. It was David. And not every battle called for battle. Sometimes you will ask, where is Cedar? They will say in Lebanon, let's take battle there. You will go there and say, will you give me in peace or I should fight you? Some of them will say, let's fight. You will fight. He will win them. Say, I told you. He will kill all of them and take whatever he is supposed to take for the temple and go away. Everything Solomon needed, he made provision over an excess. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Everything you need for your vision will come to you. 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 If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Let me round off. Is rounding off, not round off. Let me do a round enough. I want you to know something. that if God has sent you to do what he has sent you to, every assignment has a consignment. Every assignment has a consignment. If you have to come and ask me or ask your neighbor, and you are putting your family in trouble to do what God has asked you to do, we should ask you whether you are the one that called yourself or God. I'm not saying you won't have to use faith. I'm not saying God cannot send you to someone. But when you are talking to the person, it's not the first time the person is here. For example, there was a year, very long time ago, I woke up one morning and God said to me, this morning I want you to put in your boot. I was in learning then. I said, why? He said, because I want you to give it to someone before the end of today. I said, okay. So I went to a supermarket called B System in those days. You see it at the junction of Yoruba Road. As I entered, people don't like me, greeted me. I said, how are you? Oh, I recognize one of them. Said, do you know this woman? I said, I don't know her. Said, they demolished her church last week. If I were raising money for her to rebuild, God just spoke to my hearing. She's the one I spoke to you to put the money. I just went to my boot and opened the boot and bought the nylon of money and gave it to them. You know what they told me? Ah, you are a true man of God. In all you're getting, get money. No scripture was quoted. No fasting. They told me. People didn't like me. They said, you are a true man of God. It was then they believed that I was a true man of God. Glory to God. Your result will silence your adversary. There are a lot of people that can argue with me. They can even argue what I preach, but they can't argue my result. If they doubt it or if they want, let them do what we're doing. You saw Birmingham? You saw Manchester? Did we respond? Let them do it. We know something. Not many people are called to preach on finance. The world don't understand this. That's why they're mocking it. I took a preacher in town to see something that God blessed us with. The next week, you know what he sent me? He sent me a message that someone was investigating our church. And that if I wanted to bribe the person, I said, tell them to do the investigation. Everything I showed you yesterday was purely ministry. Because he figured, in the same town. Somebody even said, I've watched the video of that church. Nobody can give the kind of money they spent. Oh, they look at you and said, you can give. Be angry. You may think I'm just harmonizing. We know something. If you're angry, do what we're doing. Do it. Then I will submit to you. Not many of us are called to do this. Sweatlessly. We can be prudent. We can be meticulous. We can say, no, we don't like the budget, but money is not the problem in ministry. For some people, if they want to do that Manchester, or that's the only thing they will do in a year. No, we're doing maybe 10 things at the same time. As we are buying land, we are doing Manchester, we are buying this, we are buying that, we are doing this. It's almost unbelievable, even to me. Praise God. Oh, somebody doesn't like that. Don't blow your trumpet. Let people blow it. They won't blow the right note. That's why I have to blow it. They won't blow the right note. Woo! Well, before I digressed, maybe somebody had an argument before the service, so I had to address that. God will never give you an assignment without giving you an endowment. Never. It has never happened. I want to do something. God told me to start a church. I need money for a health. God can send it to someone. I'm not saying God cannot. But when you are talking to him, it's not the first time you will hear. Go to Zarephath. I've commanded a widow. So when you are talking to the widow, I have talked to her first. Come on, talk to me. I'm preaching good. I've commanded a widow. Please. You can't use your prophecy to bamboozle me. Because we all hear God in the New Testament. Amen.
Amen.
That's why God is not anointed. Anointed means to rub something on something. Who rubbed something on God? Who? Let that person come out. God is omnipotent. God is sovereign. It means when God gives you an assignment, he's bigger than you. So God rubs his ability on you. That's anointing. Because it's travesty for him to ask you to do what he's supposed to do. Then you have the strength of a man. That's why the Bible says you will have the strength of a horse. Somebody here, you will run with the horses. I say you will run with the horses. You will soar while others are flying. If you believe that, shout hallelujah. Gifts, men, money, other resources will not be in lack when vision is in place. Let me repeat myself. Gifts, men, people will just be flooding you. It will be like you are the only, you are the best thing since sliced bread in town. Somebody came to me, he said, I'm going to that church. I said, it has happened to us before. Everybody likes new things. But if God has called you to that church, you better go. Run now. Run. The person was disappointed. He said, you don't even like me. I said, no, I like you. But the owner has called you. What will you do? Go there. Make sure he has called you there. Not because it's a new thing. Because it has happened to us before. It's not a big deal. It has happened to me. Whatever is up now will come down. They will look for the next thing happening. Let me quickly say this. It's not what people give to you that will sustain you. It's your own seat that will sustain you. Same with ministry. The people God give to you, what did you do with them? It's what will sustain you. Not how many churches open. When I was in London, Bishop Adebu came to do a meeting. Baba Adebu came to do a meeting. Bishop Kola Onolakpo came to do a meeting. And I had fixed the meeting. I said, God, why did you have to disgrace me? You know what happened at the end of the day? All meetings were full, including mine. And God said, I can bless everybody at the same time. In Lagos, there are more than 30 million people. Not a church is above 50,000. Inside Lagos, don't forget, Winners Chapel is not in Lagos State. Redeem is not in Lagos State. Not a church. And there are 30 million people in Lagos. Only God knows how many people are in Abuja. Think about it. How many people don't go to church on Sunday morning? So of the increase of his government, they shall not end. So God can bless another church and bless this church too. Because he has enough people. It's a good place to clap. In 2 Chronicles 25:6. 2 Chronicles 25:6. Let me give you a background to this. Because you may not understand. There's a king called Amaziah. That guy hired Israelites to fight. But a prophet appeared and said to him, if you go with Israelites, their backsliding circumstances will affect you. So the king shouted, I hired 100,000 men of valor from Israel. And for 100 talents of silver. And the prophet said, next verse. But a man of God came and saying to him, O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you. For the Lord is not with Israel. Not with any of the children of Ephraim. That's a tribe, not a person. Amen? In verse 8, but if you go, be gone. In other words, this is the last time I'll hear from you. Be strong in battle. Go without them. We're not up to them. He said, it doesn't matter. Even so, God can make you fall before your enemy. God shall make you fall before your enemy. For God has power to help and to overthrow. Verse 9. And Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do? 100 talents has been given to the troop of Israel. And the man of God said, the Lord is able to give you much more. Ah! It's as if I should just drop this mic and run out of this message. Tell your neighbor that didn't hear that God is able to give me much more. I didn't read my work, the work of my hand, or the city I reside. God can make it happen. How many of you believe that statement? God can make it happen. The Lord is able to give you much more than this. Next verse, verse 10. So Amaziah discharged with immediate alacrity. Discharged the troops that come to him from Ephraim to go back home. Therefore, their anger, some of them would have died though. They were angry. Their anger was great. They aroused against Judah. And they returned home in great anger. But Amaziah did not care. Did not care. Amaziah strengthened himself. You have to learn how to strengthen yourself. Because sometimes men will be against you. Leading his people, he went to the Valley of Salt and killed 10,000 of people of Seir. In the name of Jesus, you will win. Amen. You will win. Amen. See, head is not enough to do this thing, I'm telling you. Head, planning is not enough. It's good to plan, but leave a space for God. Let me round off because of time. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. Proverbs 10. Okay, I'll give you one or two more scriptures. Proverbs 10, 22. The blessing of the Lord makes. So there's something God has that creates. So a car is not a blessing. It's a product of the blessing. A house is not a blessing. It's a product of the blessing. Real blessing. How can Abraham give gifts to the sons of the concubine but give all he had to Isaac? It's called the blessing. It's called the blessing. What can produce those things? Isaac, don't worry. What can produce what I give to them is what I give to you. The blessing of the Lord. The anointing. There's an anointing that makes one. Nobody's name was written because you can be the one. I am the one. You want to change your name or a nickname to the one. The one. Karababa. Kese teribobo. It makes one rich and adds no sorrow with it. Which means there are other things that can make you rich but add sorrow. This one, no sorrow is added. There's nothing like you are rich, you are pursuing your business. Before you came back, they called you from the police station. What happened? Your teenage children. No, that won't happen. If it happens, the trial and it will end. Men, they are the afflictions of the righteous. The Lord saved them out of some of them. All, them all. In the name of Jesus, it will end up in a testimony. I said it will end up in a testimony. If you believe, shout hallelujah. Let me give you one more and then we close. In Deuteronomy 8:18, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you power or ability to Asa. Get doesn't mean acquire. It means to fabricate. To make wealth. There are wealth in this nation that 25 years ago did not exist. Telecoms did not exist 25 years ago. There's something God has placed on your inside that people don't know yet. A lady told me, do you see this top I'm wearing? God told me to make it. Very unique. I won't tell you what it is. He said, God told me to make it. When she left, I was wondering what she was doing before she heard God. Whatever, not to whoever, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. But this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith. Your faith will not fail. Your faith will not fail. That's why I've told you, I know it's not popular what I'm saying, that you can't commit suicide. You can't think of suicide if you understand these things. When I just gave my life to Christ, you know what thrilled me? My father's friends began to call him. You know my son that I said gave me problem, that my son that I've been looking for. He's not back home. And he said, it's your son that prayed. That alone was enough. My father, after hearing 4 or 5 testimonies, he called me. He told me to sit down. Tell me about this thing you're doing. Is it real or you want to do something else? I said, it's real, sir. Then I began to share with him testimonies. There's something bigger than money. I pray you will hear a good news from my father. You shall remember the Lord your God. It is he that gives you power to make wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which is swore to your fathers. And the way he operates is that he sees as it is. If dollar is on 1,000, as it is. If it's 800, as it is. If it's 500, as it is. If it's 200, as it is. So it doesn't matter where it goes. We care. We don't want naira to go down. But if it happens, we don't sorrow like those who don't have hope. Pray in the name of Jesus, you will stand out. I say you will stand out. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will show you what to do. He will show you what to do. When they crossed the Red Sea, there was a water. For a generation, it's been bitter. It's called Mara. But a tree was beside, nobody's eyes were opened. God just opened the eyes of Moses, put the leaf inside the water, and the water became sweet. You will see the solution. In 1 Samuel 7 verse 12, quickly guys, I'm prophesying over you. In 1 Samuel 7 verse 12, and Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen or Sheun, and called the name of the place Ebenezer, saying, thus far the Lord has helped us. In the name of Jesus, you may not be where you are supposed to be, but I know after this service, you will not be where you used to be. You will not be where you used to be. You will not be where you used to be. The rest of your life shall be the best of your life. In the name of Jesus, God will respect you and respect everything you lay your hands to do. The work of your hands shall be established. In the name of Jesus, you shall not be naked. In the name of Jesus, you will not cast off restraint. You will have things that guide you. Imagine you driving a car very fast, no brake. I can't go everywhere. I can't marry everybody. I can't do everything. I can't wear every cloth. No, there's a vision over my life. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will not be naked. In Proverbs 16, the Bible says, with heart, man makes plans, but the answer of the tongue belongs to the Lord. That's the first scripture Dr. Miles Murray showed me personally. With heart, man makes plans. Proverbs 16, verse 1. But the answer of the tongue, give me KJV, the answer of the tongue belongs to the Lord. The Lord directs his steps. God will direct your step. God will direct your step. The answer of the tongue will belong to the Lord. God will lead you right. You will not make mistakes. I said the answer of the tongue will come from the Lord. A threefold amen if you believe it. God will end.